But first, imagine saving up for years to buy a new car, but to get it home, you first have to drive it through a pile of old metal, meaning you end up taking the sides off of it in the process. Oh, it sounds far-fetched, but it's effectively what's happening to the new satellites we're sending up into space, because the planet is surrounded by a sea of orbiting junk left behind from our previous forays aloft. And this rubbish is threatening to jeopardise technology worth millions.
Now, scientists across Europe are taking this particular bull by the horns with an imaginatively named project called Remove Debris. Izzy Clark spoke with Surrey Space Centre director and leader of the project, Guillermo Aglietti.
Currently, there are more than 7,000 tons of stuff up there in space, and mostly are old satellites or the final stage of rockets, things that have been put in orbit maybe, you know, decades ago, and they are still there spinning around. Some of them have broken into bits. It is a problem because this stuff in orbit travels really fast. And so even a small fragment hitting a new satellite could destroy this new satellite.
Imagine spending all that time researching a brand new satellite only to launch it into orbit and then have it destroyed by a piece of space junk. Guillermo and his team is planning to change all that.
Well, what we have done with our partner is to put together a consortium to demonstrate the technologies that can be used to remove some of this debris, and the project has been sponsored by the European Commission. The kind of technologies that we are going to demonstrate are relatively simple technologies, if you want. One is a net, so the idea is to capture your piece of debris with a net, and this net that envelops the object, and then you can drag it down. Another technology that we are going to demonstrate in a few months is a harpoon. So also here is a similar thing. So with the harpoon, you try to capture your object and then you will pull it down until it burns into the atmosphere.
Okay, so you've just done this first test. So talk me through it. How did it work?
Okay, everything went very well. So from the main satellite, which is the size of an old television set, we have released our artificial target. It's maybe the size of a loaf of bread, to give people an idea. Then this has inflated the structure to be much bigger, so it is more representative of a real piece of debris. Then from the main satellite, we have launched the net that has captured our little debris with its inflatable structure and has completely enveloped our debris, and so now is going to the orbit with it and burn into the atmosphere.
How is all of this controlled? How would your device know where to capture this piece of debris?
Well, in our case, we have released our own piece of artificial debris, so we knew where it was, and therefore were relatively easy to recapture it. In a real scenario, the first thing that the satellite will have to do is to get closer to the potential target. So you would have to have a more sophisticated control of the satellite in order to get closer to your target, therefore you can capture it.
Another test that the Remove Debris team have scheduled is to use a camera to monitor the speed and shape of debris in order to track how a potential target moves. After that, it's over to trying a harpoon rather than a net to capture this junk. But how does it all then get destroyed?
The idea is that we are going to lower the orbit so this junk can burn into the upper atmosphere. And normally our satellites are designed in a way that they can burn completely in the higher atmosphere. However, you would try to do these maneuvers maybe over the ocean. So even in the unlucky case that the little part of your satellite maybe doesn't burn completely, the potential fragment then drops into the ocean rather than in an area where maybe there is a higher density of habitats.
Rather than trying to scoop up every bit of space junk, this debris harvesting device will aim to collect the biggest pieces of junk in space to save them from breaking up into smaller fragments and adding to the overall pile of debris in orbit. Once it has been scooped up by the net or harpoon, the Remove Debris satellite will use a giant sail to steer towards our atmosphere until the satellite and the junk in tow is all burnt up. So, what's next for the team?
Now that we have shown that the technology is viable, we hope to be able to convince all the stakeholders to actually finance such a mission. What we imagine is just to do a few missions every year where people would agree beforehand what is the particular piece of debris that we are targeting, so you can go up, capture this piece of debris, and then deorbit it. This is what the kind of scenario that we have in mind.
Well, it sounds to me like they have got a monumentally big job on their hands. That was Guillermo Aglietti from the Surrey Space Centre, and you can watch a video of Project Remove Debris in action on their website if you're so inclined.